that has a small couch and a big comfortable chair for me.
Mm-hmm.
We have a modest-sized living room and a modest-sized dining room separate, and then we have the kitchen here that you're looking at, and a laundry room, and a double car garage.
How do you heat your home?
It is heated. It's a forced air, gas, and it is the only thing unusual about it, we put all of the ducts for the heating and the air conditioning are in the floors.
Oh, how neat.
Instead of being coming mm-hmm. in at the top of the room,
mm-hmm.
we put it in the floors when we were pouring the concrete.
Mm-hmm.
We had done that before, and we liked it so well that we duplicated it here.
That's especially nice for heating, I think.
Yes, it is. And
so the heating unit itself is called the, what would you call it?
Forced air.
Would you call it the furnace, though?
Yes, that's what they
it's
call
kind
it.
Kind of a furnace?
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is exterior.
Uh-huh.
There is one here that serves, I haven't gotten to the upstairs, but this one serves the upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And we have one in the rear of the house that serves the downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we designed it that way with the master bedroom downstairs, because that's where we spend all of our time. We are rarely upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
We built two bedrooms up there for our grandchildren to come see us.
Mm-hmm.
Our children who no longer live here, when they come out here, they always stay with us.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to have. So we have two bedrooms and with their own baths upstairs.
Where have your children moved off to?
My oldest son moved to San Antonio. He's in commercial real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And he has his two children. They've lived down there now about 20 years. I have a daughter who lives in New York City. I have a son who's a veterinarian that lives over in Central Texas. He lives in Belton, but it is the larger town that you would recognize it by would be Temple.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in Temple, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have Christy and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
He's a road contractor, and they live here in El Paso.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a fireplace?
I have, in this home, I have a gas fireplace, gas logs.
So it doesn't really, there's no chimney, right?
There is a chimney, and we built it so it could be converted, if someone wanted to wood burning.
Oh.
But I have hauled my last log. This is by special design
mm-hmm.
that I put in gas logs in the living room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now we, I'm not the usual homeowner. Joyce and I have been married, well, next year it'll be 50 years. And we probably haven't lived in any one, we